Welcome back to Preds Extra Pregame here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Max Herz with you here at Bridgestone Arena, getting you ready for Game 3 of the Preds and the Avs in this NHL first-round playoff series. And we head out to Western Canada for our next guest. Marty Hastings is a reporter for Kamloops this week, covering the Kamloops Blazers in the Western Hockey League. And he has covered Connor Ingram since he arrived in Kamloops back in the fall of 2015. Marty, thanks so much for doing this. Great to have you on.
Oh, thanks for having me. Have you ever had a Kamloopsian on your show before?
I don't know, but I do have a lot of street cred in Kamloops because I went to the same high school as all of Mark Recchi's kids. So that's a lot of cred right there.
Look at that. That's an interesting tidbit.
They're all younger than me, but I will drop that just for our Kamloops listeners to give me a little bit of respect, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I'll put some respect on that for sure.
So Marty Hastings is our guest. Kamloops this week. Connor Ingram played there for three seasons, 2014 all the way through 2017. And he was the starter all three of those seasons. Marty did such a great job and still does chronicling his entire career. I guess we'll start with this week, Marty. What's it like for you to see Connor Ingram on the big stage?
Yeah, it's kind of cool. Actually, you follow this guy, and he kind of goes through the junior ranks, and then he goes into the AHL, and he's kind of under the radar, and now all of a sudden, he's just plastered over every media outlet, and rightly so. And you go back to this kid, he's just an underdog story. He's a salt-of-the-earth guy. He comes from a place called Imperial, Saskatchewan. It's a town of about 350 people, and I think their claim to fame there is a bakery called Georgie's Place and a grain elevator. So now you've got this, the claim to fame now for sure is Connor Ingram, and just a great family too. His parents, Brent and Joni, I got to know them a little bit. You can always kind of catch him beaking them over Twitter, and his three brothers, Bryce, Mark, and Kieran. Just a pleasure to get to know this guy, and he's kind of got this self-deprecating way of being.
Yep.
He's super funny, he's hilarious, but don't be fooled by that. Like underneath that, this guy's a competitor, and you saw that the other night.
Was he the starter all 3 years in Kamloops, and how unlikely was that?
Well, this is a guy who couldn't even make his bantam team in Saskatchewan. I mean, he probably went to Georgie's Place a little bit too much. You look at some of his photos; he was a little bit rotund, would be a way to put it. And he used to kind of make light of that himself and post pictures. But once he got here, he took the ball and ran with it. And the Blazers, though, give them some credit. Their scouting staff for years, since I've been here, basically almost 10 years, it's been a goaltending factory. And you can start with their head scout, Ken Fox. He's kind of the guy that maybe first extended that invite to Connor. And also, you can't talk about the Blazers' goalie situation without talking about their goalie whisperer, Dan DePalma. If you guys ever have Connor on, ask him about Danny DePalma and how influential he is to him and still is to him and to all these goaltenders. You've got Dylan Ferguson, who came before. He's in Henderson now with the Silver Knights. You've got Dylan Grand here now, who's lighting it up, and he's a New York Rangers prospect. All of these guys will swear by what Dan DePalma does.
I would have loved to have Dan on, but the current Blazers are in the midst of a second-round playoff series, so figured it wasn't the best time to do that. But good win last night against the Vancouver Giants in Game 1, sounds like.
Yeah, there's a lot of excitement in this town about this team right now. Everything seems to be falling into place. It looks like they kind of avoided a major injury to one of their top players last night. It looked scary. Luke Toporowski, an American actually from Bettendorf, Iowa, scary shoulder injury, but he's kind of questionable for tonight. It looks like it's not going to be long term. But yeah, lots of excitement right now for the Blazers. It's been a long time since they've had a team that has this type of potential. Game 2 tonight at the Sandman Center.
Marty Hastings is our guest from Kamloops this week. He has covered Connor Ingram for over 8 years now, since the beginning of his junior career back in 2014 with the Kamloops Blazers in the Western Hockey League. I want to ask you about Ingram's prospect status. At what point, Marty, did he become a prospect? And what was it like watching his prospect status change once he was in the AHL with the Lightning and it was clear that they didn't really have any plans for him to ever make the big club?
Yeah, I mean, I think you go back to 15-16 is when he really put himself on the map. He had that .922, I think, save percentage with the Blazers. And the next year, he just cemented himself. He made the World Junior team. He had the record that still stands, the .927 save percentage. And from there, he got drafted by Tampa. I remember the day he was on the golf course when he got the all-caps text from his agent. And, obviously went through some tough times there. It's well-documented, all the stuff he he's been through. And even your listeners might not know this, going back a little bit, he lost some friends in that tragic Humboldt Broncos bus accident in 2018. A really tough time for Connor and his family and everybody, you know, in our country, in that province as well. He fought through that, and he's been through a lot, and he's shown a lot of character in the way he's overcome a lot of things. It's been well documented, his player assistance program involvement. He's come through that. Now he's been public about how he needed to deal with that, and it's just such a cool story in so many ways.
What's it like for you as a reporter who obviously knows him so well and have his trust times 10 to have to call him up when bad things happen, either in his life or the Humboldt bus crash, things like that, and want to interview about him about it or ask for comment about it, things like that?
It's one of the neat things about being a community reporter is if you can kind of develop a rapport with people and earn some trust with them, they're confident in sharing some pretty personal things with you, and then you got to make sure that you handle them properly. So it's been my pleasure getting to know him, and he's a fan of The Bachelor on the lighter side of things. So we used to kind of go back and forth on Twitter, you know, picking our favorites and that kind of thing. He might be too big of a deal now to kind of get back at me on Twitter, but he is salt of the earth, and you guys are going to love him out there.
One other moment of his young career that you covered was when he was part of the 2017 World Junior team for Canada, and he and Carter Hart, who were both in the Western League, were the two goalies who got game action for that team. Obviously, Carter with the Flyers, also in the NHL. What was it like to see him try out for the team, make the team, and then play really meaningful minutes and goal for the Canadian junior team?
Well, there's another amazing kind of testament to his character. It was just such an accomplishment to make that team, but things didn't go as he would have loved for them to go. He ended up kind of giving up his spot, and Carter Hart got the call, and to his testament, to his character, he was the first guy to go and console Carter Hart when things didn't go well for him. And then again, I was at the airport to meet Connor when he came back, and he stood in there for a lot of tough questions. This was a guy, you know, again, speaking to his competitive spirit, that was down in the dumps. And there was people there to kind of lift him up from the city, and then there was the idiot reporter, myself, who was there to ask him some questions about all the things that he went through and the disappointments and the ups and downs. And he stood there and he answered those questions. You know who else was there at the airport? Danny DePalma. Danny DePalma picked him up there in his truck and probably debriefed him after the idiot reporter asked him some tough questions after he landed.
That's a good goalie coach right there. We're talking to Marty Hastings from Kamloops this week out in BC. Been covering Connor Ingram since the beginning of his junior hockey career in 2014 in British Columbia. And Marty, of the articles of yours I read about Connor Ingram, and you've referenced this one many times already, if I could encourage Preds fans to read one, if they want to pick one to read, it would be from right before that World Juniors, December 2016. Amazing headline, "Canada Comes Calling. Chubby Kid from Imperial to represent Blazers at World Juniors." And Chubby Kid is in quotes. It was his words, not yours. But what an amazing article. And it was really the first look at his life in Imperial and how many times he'd been passed over. And we've relived this a lot this week with his parents getting TV time, him talking about his mom being just otherworldly nervous to even watch a game on TV after the game on Thursday. What was your first swath of Connor Ingram's family and hometown life like back in 2016?
Yeah, I mean, it took some time for me to get to know them. But it was kind of cool that story unraveled. I mean, I made one call, and then next thing you know, I'm talking to, like, elementary school teachers who coached him in second-year Bantam. And I guess if there's a common theme, it was kind of what I mentioned earlier. It's like, just don't be lulled into thinking that this guy is just so kind of happy-go-lucky, content to kind of just laugh things off when things don't go his way. It's a great attitude to have, and that's what he'll be like publicly. But man, this guy is competitive, and it was cool. I mean, yeah, I think it was the Sask Valley Vipers, his Bantam team, eventually welcomed him on, kind of like, okay, well, we'll let this chubby kid, and I can say chubby kid because it was in quotes, because that's what his mom said. So I hope I don't get ripped for that. That's what his mom said, and then his dad told me, like, this is not the first time. This is even back then that he'd been passed over for these spots. And then I guess his big breakout, though, the Blazers listed him, and then he went to play midget AAA in Prince Albert, and he went to the final, brought that team to the final of the national championship, midget AAA, and just went lights out. Went to that zombie mode that you saw the other night, that kind of totally in the zone, unconscious, lights out, where you just, it's going to take Cale Makar to beat him. And he just ripped it up in that final, cemented his spot so that when he got to the camp that year, they knew that this guy was a player, undrafted into the Western League as well, and just worked his way onto the team, and is a great story.
So for those who don't know how the junior drafts work, once you get passed over once, anyone can try you out and sign you. Is that how it works?
Basically, you can just be listed by a team, and once you're listed, you can't be picked up by another team is kind of how it works. So the Blazers did a good job in listing him. I mean, and that scouting staff did a heck of a job and continues to do a good job identifying these goaltenders that are the backbones of some of these good teams.
So you've known his family for over 5 years now. You've known him for 8 years, and you, of course, have interviewed and met so many hockey parents in Western Canada. Is his mom actually the most nervous hockey parent in the world? Or should I say high-level hockey parent in the world?
I don't want to give off the impression that I'm best friends with the Ingrams. Like, I've talked to them on the phone, you know, multiple times, but I can't speak to exactly how nervous she is. But I don't doubt that. I mean, there's a reason why he wouldn't tell his own mom that he's going to start a National Hockey League playoff game. So I think you can take his word for that. I can tell you that they're just great people. I mean, everybody you talk to will say the same thing, and I don't think that's uncommon for people in a grain belt hamlet like Imperial.
That's great. So just kind of outlook going forward as we talk with Marty Hastings about Connor Ingram from Kamloops this week out in BC, British Columbia, Canada. The plan right now, of course, keeps starting him until UC Saros comes back, likely to be the Preds' backup next year. What do you think about Connor's career going forward?
Well, I think he's showing it's his time. I mean, he's gone through all this adversity now. He's come through it. He's no longer the rotund Georgie's Place chubby goaltender, and he's proven that, hey, look, I mean, even the other night, that they lost the game, but that I think it was a shorthanded 2-on-1 against Cale Makar, and it didn't look like a fantastic save, right? He basically kind of just stood there, and Makar shot it into his glove, but look at the positioning there and how calm he was. He let in the first goal, which is actually, he let in the first goal, his first Western Hockey League, he let in his first shot in his first Western Hockey League game, if I'm not mistaken, and also in his first AHL game. So
wow.
And then he did it in that playoff game, lets in his first shot and bounces back. So that should tell you a bit about his mental toughness, too. I think he's ready. Maybe he has to go somewhere else to get his opportunity, but I think a performance like the one that he had the other night will go a long way, and now he's got an opportunity to back that up.
That's great. Marty Hastings, great. Great job talking, Connor Ingram. Thanks so much for joining us all the way from Kamloops, British Columbia. And enjoy game two of the Blazers playoff series tonight against Vancouver.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
That's great. Marty Hastings from Kamloops this week, our guest for this segment, talking about Connor Ingram. You can follow Marty on Twitter at MarTheReporter, M-A-R The Reporter. And he is from Kamloops this week. And there are a lot of great articles that he has written that you can find either on Twitter or on kamloopsthisweek.com about Connor Ingram, really every single step of his career. And it's I'm glad Marty has enjoyed it as much as he has to have such a long-standing relationship. And I've been fortunate to have that type of relationship with the amateur athletes I've covered as college players and a lot of Vanderbilt baseball players, things like that, many of whom are in the majors right now. So it's a really special position to be in and to have somebody's trust like that. And I think Marty's done a great job with it. And man, what an interesting career and hockey life that Connor Ingram has had. A lot of twists and turns, a lot of rejection along the way, even before getting to pro hockey. You heard about the various steps from Marty. He didn't get drafted into the Western League. He didn't even make his Bantam team, things like that. And then some sadness, too. We know about the mental health treatment that he received for obsessive compulsive disorder soon after he joined the Predators during the 2020-2021 season. And he played a little bit for the Humboldt Broncos organization, which sadly is known for the 2018 bus crash. And he knew four of the players who died in the crash and also knew four of the players who were in the crash and some of the players from that team who survived as well. So, yeah, a lot goes into hockey life. A lot does. And here we are in Nashville, Tennessee, USA. Feels like it could be worlds and worlds away. And you heard his parents drove from Imperial, Saskatchewan, made a stop somewhere in Wyoming. Maybe they were hanging out at Kara Hammer's childhood home. Who knows, at the University of Wyoming. but they made some stops along the way. It's a big, big continent, and the majority of the hockey players that you will see today, the North American players in this game today coming to the game, are not from this side of it. So it's really cool to hear those types of stories as we get you ready for game number 3 of Preds and Avs here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Max Herr is with you. We'll take a break. Another half hour of Preds Extra pregame before Darren McFarland takes over at 2:30. Then puck drop at 3:30 here on your radio home for Preds Hockey, 102.5 The Game.